嘅正道主题系从遗命到成了神迹嘅第七讲，我真是苦啊。
Today's sermon topic is from disobeying God to become a son, part 7. What a wretched man I am.
各位朋友弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我第一次同心嘅祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱天父，真系同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
今日早晨，我哋第一次崇拜系冇电嘅情况之下崇拜。
It is the first time we are out of electricity and in our worship.
感谢你提醒我哋，我哋常常以为理所当然嘅，冇一样系必然嘅。
We give thanks for your reminder that things that we take it for granted, it is not actually a guarantee.
我哋今日有生命气息能够嚟到你面前，唔系必然嘅。
And we shouldn't take it for granted that we have the breath of life to come before you.
求你让我哋都好似能够摩西一样，能够得着一个智慧嘅心。
May you help us to be like Moses, that we have the intelligent heart.
让我哋能够小心数算我哋嘅日子。
So we'll be careful to number our days.
因为我哋嘅日子实在短小。
Because our days are few and short.
在你的面前如同无有。
And it is like nothing before you.
主啊，求你帮助我哋，让我哋能够喺每日嘅生活里边都能够靠着主，能够过一个你数算嘅日子。
Lord, may you help us to live a life that you remember and you remember for us.
主，我哋今日早上带着一个渴慕嘅心嚟到主你嘅近前。
Lord, may you also help us to have a heart that thirsts for your words.
求主你保佑你洁净涂抹我哋一切嘅罪孽同埋过犯。
May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
因为非圣洁没有人能见主。
Because without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
我哋实在盼望渴慕来到主你近前。
And we truly hope to come before the Lord.
主啊，求你对我哋每一个人说话。
Lord, may you also speak to each and every one of us.
祈祷求圣灵嘅恩膏能力透过孩子说话。
And may the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit speak through me.
将你嘅话能够讲得清楚明白。
So I can speak your word clearly.
要赐俾翻译嘅姊妹有智慧翻译主你嘅话。
We also give wisdom to the sister who interprets your word today.
让我哋每一个人听到嘅、讲嘅都能够将你嘅话藏在心里。
So those who speak and those who listen will hide your words in your hearts.
我哋祷告、祈求、感谢，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
A prayer, petition, and thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 约拿系一个先知。
Jonah was a prophet.
神差派佢去尼尼微去传一个悔改嘅信息。
And God sent him to Nineveh to preach a message of repentance.
但系约拿违命，佢唔想去。
But Jonah disobeyed and he didn't want to go.
从我哋啱啱读到第四章，约拿向神嘅祷告。
From chapter 4, the prayer of Jonah we just read.
我哋睇到有几件事系值得我哋注意。
We can see that there are a few things that we should pay attention to.
约拿知道神嘅旨意。
Jonah knew God's will.
佢知道神嘅性情。
He knew God's nature.
佢知道神要佢做啲咩嘢。
He also knew what God wanted him to do.
但系约拿做唔到。
But Jonah couldn't do it.
约拿做唔到神嘅要求。
Jonah couldn't meet God's requirements.
我哋会唔会觉得？约拿嘅情况有啲似我哋。
Do you think that Jonah's situation is similar to our situations today?
我哋亦都知道神嘅性情。
We also know God's nature.
透过圣经同埋圣灵，我哋亦都知道神嘅旨意，我亦都知道神要求我哋做啲咩嘢。
Through the Bible and the Holy Spirit, we also know God's will and we know what God requires of us.
但系我哋做唔到。
But we can't do it.
我哋立志遵行神嘅旨意，但系我哋做唔到。
We resolve to obey God's will, but we can't do it.
如果我哋真系对神嘅话认真嘅话，我哋里面都有一个挣扎，有一个感受，我真系苦啊。
And if we are serious in God's word, we will have the struggle and feeling that the feeling that is I am a wretched man.
苦有好多个原因。
And there are many reasons for feeling painful.
上帝来书第一种嘅苦就系我哋知道神嘅要求，但系我哋做唔到。
From the book of Jonah, we know that the first type of pain is that we know God's requirements, but we can't meet it.
例如若拿知道神的要求去尼尼微，但是他做不到他逃跑。
For example, Jonah knew that God wanted him to go to Nineveh.
第二种
But he couldn't and he fled.
第二种苦是因为人不顺服受到神的管教。
The second type of pain is that when man was disobedient to God and was and is disciplined by God.
例如神用大风、大浪、大雨去管教约拿。
Just like God used the great wind, big waves, and a huge fish to discipline Jonah.
第三种苦系对属神嘅人一个最大嘅刑罚，就系神嘅任凭。
And the third type of pain is God's biggest punishment to man, that is to give man over to sins.
呢第三种苦原本可以发生喺约拿身上，但系感谢神冇出现到。
To Jonah, but thanks be to God, it didn't.
Jonah 逃避神，
Jonah fled from God and he left God.
正如枝子离开葡萄树，枝子必定嘅枯干，死亡是必然的结果。
Just as a branch is apart from the vine, the branch withers and death is for sure.
如果神任凭约拿嘅话，约拿嘅一生完啦。
If God gave Jonah.Offer to what Jonah did, and Jonah's lives will come to an end.
佢人生再冇价值。
His life would have no value.
佢神嘅面前再冇功用。
And he would have of no use before God.
而且佢对人唔能够带来任何嘅祝福。
He also couldn't bring any blessings upon him.
我睇到从前以色列人嘅历史系咁样，我哋今日基督徒都系咁样。
And we can see that from the history, the Israelites are like this, and today the Christians are also the same.
神任凭他们喜欢过啲咩生活就过啲咩生活。
Whatever lifestyle they want, God gave them over to it.
神任凭他们喜欢做啲咩就做啲咩嘢。
Whatever they want to do, God gave them over to it.
他们仍然有崇拜，仍然有侍奉。
They still have worship and services.
他们似乎很开心，他们不觉得苦。
They seem to be happy and they don't feel painful.
但是他们不知道一个更大的苦是在等着他们。
But what they do not know is that a bigger pain is waiting for them.
所以如果我们今天觉得苦的话，这个是神的恩典。
Therefore, if you feel painful today, it is actually God's grace.
但是如果神任凭我们喜欢做些什么就做些什么的话，而没有感觉到苦，这个是一个危机。
However, if God gives us over to what we want to do, and we don't feel painful, it is a crisis.
第四种的苦就是因为人不认识神，有一天人要面对神公义的审判。
The fourth type of pain is that when a man doesn't know God, and one day he has to face God's judgment.
就好似神透过约拿对尼尼微嘅宣告，再等四十日，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
Just as the proclamation of God through Jonah, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned.
当日尼尼微人悔改，所以神冇降灾祸。
On that day, people in Nineveh repented. Therefore, God did not bring upon them any destruction.
但我们知道后来他们又犯罪。
We know that later on they sinned again.
过了大概一百年，到拿鸿书的时候，神终于降灾祸，尼尼微被灭了。
After about 100 years, in the book of Nahum, we can see that God finally brought upon them the disasters, and the city of Nineveh was destroyed.
所以从约拿书我们看到至少有四种的苦。
Therefore, from the book of Jonah, we can see that there are at least four types of pain.
今天我们焦点会看第一种的苦。
Today, our focus will be on the first type of pain.
但我们知道神的要求，但是我们做不到。
We know God's requirements, but we can't meet them.
当我今次同我太太讲到我今次正道嘅题目系我真系苦嘅时候，我哋都相对有一种欢心微笑。
When I talk to my wife about today's sermon topic, what a wretched man I am, we smile to each other.
因为我哋两个都太熟悉呢种嘅感受。
Because both of us are familiar with this feeling.
例如神最大嘅诫命就系尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你嘅神。
For example, God's greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself.
第二就系爱人如己。
And second, love your neighbor as yourself.
我唔敢讲爱神好容易，但系至少我哋愿意爱神比较容易。
I can't say that loving God is easy, but at least our willingness to love God is easy.
但是爱人好难，甚至乎愿意爱人有时候都好难。
But loving men is hard, and even though having the willingness to love men is also hard.
尤其是呢啲人系唔可爱，对我哋唔好，甚至伤害我哋嘅人。
Especially when these kind of people they are unlovable and they treat us not well, and even they hurt us.
例如喺工作嘅地方，我哋都曾经遇过呢啲嘅人。
For example, at workplace, we have come across this kind of people.
他们讲话又没礼貌，讲话态度又不好。
When they spoke, they were rude and the attitude was not good.
我们都已经不想接触那些人，跟那些人讲话，那怎样可能爱到他们呢？
We don't want to contact them and speak with them. How can we love them?
主动要求我们要为他们祷告，要善待他们，怎样可能做到呢？
God even commands us to pray for them.And to treat them and to be kind to them, and how can we do that?
如果我哋有一隻船好似約拿嘅話，我哋都想逃跑。
If we have a ship like Jonah, we also want to flee.
所以有啲人選擇去換工作。
Therefore, some people change their job.
的確，我哋換工作可以避開呢啲嘅人。
And indeed, we can avoid these people by changing our job.
但是有时这些人他是我们的家人，我们的配偶，我们的儿女。
But sometimes these unlovable people are our families, our spouse and children.
我们不能够换家人，我们也都不能够逃跑。
We can't change our families, we can't flee.
不单只是人际关系上面，我们有挣扎，我们做不到神的要求。
Not only do we struggle and not meet God's requirements.
在跟从主的事情上面，我们同样有一个挣扎，我们发觉我们做不到。
And not meet God's requirements in the interpersonal relationship, but we also have the same struggle when it comes to following the Lord.
曾经有一个少年官，他跑到主的面前，他跪下去问主，我要做些什么事才能够得到永生。
There was a young man who bowed down before God, before the Lord, and asked, What good thing must I do to get eternal life?
主话：你把所有嘅分给穷人，你把所有嘅变卖分给穷人，再嚟跟从我。
Lord said, sell your possessions and give to the poor, then come follow me.
呢个少年官系几咁嘅真诚，但系当佢要真实面对神嘅吩咐嘅时候，佢发觉佢自己做唔到。
This young man was sincere, but when he was confronted with God's commandments, he couldn't do it.
於是呢個少年官悠悠愁愁嘅離開。
Therefore, he went away sad.
我哋可能亦都話，我哋都唔好呢個少年官咁富有。呢個少年官嘅故事同我有咩關係咧
？We may think that we are not as wealthy as this young man, so the story of this young man has nothing to do with us.
對於呢個少年官，佢嘅所有係佢嘅財富。
For this young man, his possessions were all his wealth.
是他心里面所爱所宝贵。
It was, what he loved and treasured in his heart.
是能够带给他快乐安全感。
And could bring him happiness and security.
能够带给他地位和人的尊重。
Social status and respect from others.
对于我们的所有可能是我们的财富。
And for us, our possessions, maybe our wealth.
但是我们的所有也可以是我们的学业、工作、事业、家庭、配偶、儿女、时间，甚至乎是我们的侍奉。
Our possessions can also be our study, our work, career, family, spouse, children, time, and even our services to God.
我哋唔要誤會，以為主要我哋放棄啲嘅嘢。
Don't get me wrong that the Lord requires of us to give up this sort of things.
主係要求我哋要做一個管家去管理呢啲神賜俾我哋嘅恩典。
The God requires us to act like a administrator to administer this grace.
但当主对我们有要求的时候，要将主权交给他，我们常常发觉我们做不到。
But when the Lord requires us to give him our own right, we find that we couldn't do it.
就好像这个少年官，我们里面会觉得忧愁，会觉得苦。
Just like this young man would feel sad and painful.
这种的挣扎和感受是真正基督徒要经过的。
This struggle and feeling is something that a true Christian would experience.
但要注意，这个不是终点，我们是有盼望的。
But take note, this is not the ending, but we have hope.
在罗马书，当保罗刚刚讲完我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
In the book of Romans, just after Paul said, what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?
保罗不是说我完啊。
He didn't say, I am done.
保罗立刻说，感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
But he said, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为救恩出于耶和华。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
这个是我们面对神的要求，我们发觉四五个我们做不到的时候的出路。
This is a way out when we find that we can't meet God's requirements and...We can't do it.
因为救恩出于耶和华。
Because salvation has come from the Lord.
这个是保罗的见证，也是神透过约拿告诉我们的，告诉我们知道的。
This is Paul's testimony, and it is also a message God tells us through Jonah.
今天我们会怎么去看，我们怎么能够靠着神，在面对神的要求而带来挣扎和苦里面出来。
Today we will reflect on how do we rely on God to, so that we can come out from the struggle and pain when we are confronted with God's requirements.
我们有三方面的学习。
There are three areas for us to learn today.
第一，我们要有一个对的态度。
First, we need to have a proper attitude.
第二，我们要有一个对的睇见。
Second, we need to have a proper insight.
第三，我们用对的方法。
Third, we need to have a proper way.
第一，我们对神的要求要有一个对的态度。
First of all, we need to have a proper attitude towards God's requirements.
我们刚刚读到四章一同二节，在约拿的祷告里面，他回述到他当初起初的情形。
In the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, we just read, in the prayer of Jonah, he recalled his situation at the beginning.
约拿话：耶和华，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说么
？Jonah said, "O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home?"
我哋发觉喺起初嘅时候，约拿根本就冇祷告，佢只系向神抱怨。
We can see that at the beginning, Jonah didn't pray to God, but grumbled to God.
佢发咗牢骚之后就急速逃跑。
And when he finished grumbling, he fled.
约拿犯的错误就是他听到神的要求之后，他逃避。
The mistake Jonah made was that when he heard God's requirements, he fled.
逃避是我们很容易犯的错误。
Fleeing from difficulties is a mistake we often make.
当我们遇到神的要求是超过我们的力量，我们做不到的时候。
When God's requirements exceed our ability, we can't do it.
又或者神的要求是我不喜欢我不想做的
we don't like or we don't want to fulfill God's requirements
逃避是我们一般人的反应
fleeing from difficulties is a common reaction of us
但是逃避永远解决不到问题
however fleeing from difficulties never solve any problems
事实上，从以色列的历史，我们看到逃避只会带来更大的问题。
In fact, from in the history of the Israelites, you can see that fleeing from difficulties would cause a bigger problem.
当以色列人离开埃及，已经到到呢个应许之地嘅门口。
But the Israelites left Egypt and arrived at the border of the land of promise.
神吩咐佢哋进去。
God commanded them to enter.
但系佢哋却相信十个探子讲嘅说话，佢哋抱怨，佢哋想逃避。
But they believed in the words of the 12 spies. They complained and they wanted to flee.
于是佢哋话：我哋不如立一个首领回埃及去。
So they said we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.
我哋知道佢哋嘅结局。
And we know the ending.
除咗加勒同埋约书亚嘅，冇一个能够可以入到迦南地应许之地，每一个都死喺旷野里边。
Except for Caleb and Joshua, none of them entered the land of promise. They all died in the wilderness.
呢个系佢哋逃避嘅结局。
And this was the consequence of fleeing from difficulties.
其实带领呢班以色列人出埃及嘅摩西喺起初佢蒙召嘅时候，佢都想逃避。
Moses, who brought the Israelites to come out of Egypt, also wanted to flee from difficulties when he was called at the beginning.
神喺荆棘里边向摩西显现，差派佢去带领以色列人离开埃及，摩西就想逃避。
God appeared to Moses from within a bush and sent him to bring the Israelites to come out of Egypt. Moses wanted to flee.
摩西话：我系咩人？我竟然能够见法老。
Moses said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?"
摩西仲有好多合理嘅理由。佢话：主啊，我素日不是能言嘅人，我本是绝口笨舌的。
Moses also had other reasonable explanations. He said.Oh Lord, I have never been eloquent. I am slow of speech and tongue.
摩西四十年前喺王宫，真嘅说话行事大有能力。
When Moses was in Paris 40 years ago, he was good at speaking and handling things.
但喺过去四十年里边，喺旷野里边睇羊看羊，佢连讲说话嘅机会都唔多。
But in the past 40 years, Moses grazed the sheep in the wilderness. He didn't have much chances to speak.
So Moses 话自己全口笨舌系真心话。
So Moses meant it when he said he was slow of speech and tongue.
就好似我哋移民嚟咗澳洲嗰二十年之后，有啲中文字我哋都唔记得咗点写啦。
Just as when We've migrated to Australia for more than 20 years. We forget how to write some of the Chinese characters.
摩西有最合理嘅理由，但系摩西都唔能够逃避。摩西仍然去照神嘅吩咐去做。
Moses had very reasonable explanations, but he couldn't flee. He still had to act according to God's commandments.
大卫诗篇139篇第7节嗰度话：我往哪里去逃避你的灵？我往哪里逃避你的面呢
？In Psalm 139, verse 7, David said, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?"
大卫喺呢度系讲到佢同神之间嘅嗰种亲密嘅关系，好似大卫去到边度，神都同佢一齐。
In here, David actually was talking about.His close relationship with God, just as wherever David went, God was there.
但系从客观嘅事实，神本来就系咁样样。我哋人唔能够逃避神。
But it is an objective fact that God is like this. Man can never flee from God.
逃避、讲理由、抱怨系冇作用。
It doesn't work, no matter how we grumble, explain or flee.
我听到我哋公司嘅老板或者我哋配偶都有啲作用。
It may work with our boss at workplace or our spouse.
但系我哋要面对神嘅要求，逃避从来都系冇作用。
But with regard to God's requirements, fleeing from them never works.
所以我哋睇到先知以利亚佢匿喺山洞嘅时候，神吩咐佢回去佢嘅岗位。
So we can see that when the prophet Elijah hid himself in a cave, God commanded him to go back to his position.
以利亚系神呼召嘅先知，差派佢去引领以色列北国归向神。
Elijah was the prophet called by God, and he was sent to leave the northern kingdom of Israel to return to God.
但以利亞佢太灰心，佢冇力量去完成神俾佢嘅托付。
But Elijah was so discouraged, he didn't have the strength to carry out what was entrusted to him by God.
佢逃避，佢离喺个山洞里边。
He fled and hid himself in a cave.
但系神唔容许佢逃避，神同佢讲：你回去。
But God didn't allow him to flee, but said to him, "Go back the way you came."
或者我哋会觉得我哋冇逃避到神嘅要求啊。
We may think that we didn't flee from God's requirements.
但我哋要停低落去谂一谂。有冇一啲嘅人、一啲嘅事或者一啲嘅嘢，我哋唔想去谂嘅咧
？But let us pause and think about this. Are there any people, any things we don't want to think about？
又或者每一次呢啲嘢喺我个脑里边出现嘅时候，我就会觉得烦，会觉得失去平安，甚至乎会嬲嘅咧
？Or when each time these people or things appear in our brains, we feel annoyed, we lose peace of mind, and we even feel angry.
我哋唔想去想，我哋唔想去面对，唔想去处理，其实都系逃避。
We don't want to think about it, or face it, or handle it. It is actually fleeing from difficulties.
有可能呢啲就系神指头指出嘅要求。
This may be God's commandments.
神要求我哋去处理我哋生命里边嘅地方。
Something God wants us to deal with in our spirit.
今日或者我哋喺面对神嘅要求上边，我哋觉得冇力量。
Today we may feel powerless when we face God's commandments.
我哋做唔到，我哋想逃避。
We feel that we can't do it and we want to flee.
但系逃避唔系解决嘅方法。
But fleeing is not our solution.
神话你回去。
God said, "Go back the way you came."
神要我哋勇敢嘅面对佢嘅要求。
God requires us to face His commandments bravely.
或者我哋会觉得神点解点会揾我麻烦呢
？You may think that why would God give us a hard time?
要我面对唔系更加嘅苦咩
？Isn't it more painful for me to face those things?
我哋要明白神嘅用心。因为命令的总归就是爱。
Because the goal of the command is love.
就好似我哋做父母嘅时候，我哋都会要求我哋嘅儿女做呢、这个做嗰、那个。
Just as when as parents request our children to do this and that.
但系全部都系为咗佢哋好。
We are for their own good.
或者儿女当时唔明白，会觉得我哋烦。
Our children may not understand at the time, and they may be annoyed.
但我哋做父母嘅，我哋知道我哋做紧啲咩嘢。
But as parents, we know what we are doing.
我哋知道全部都系为咗佢哋好。
We are for the good of our children.
所以当我哋面对神嘅要求，我哋觉得做唔到、觉得苦嘅时候
，Therefore, when we face God's requirements and we feel that we can't do it and we feel painful,
我哋要停低落嚟去明白神嘅用心。
We need to pause and try to understand God's purpose.
所以我哋而家嚟睇第二点，我哋要有对嘅睇见。
Therefore, now we're going to discuss the second point. We need to have a proper insight.
咩叫做对嘅睇见
？What is our proper insight？
又嗱，另一个问题就系佢唔明白神嘅用心，佢眼嘅焦点放错咗地方。
Another problem of Jonah was that he did not understand God's purpose. His eyes were set on a wrong place.
若拿只睇到神差派佢做事，而且系苦差事。
Jonah only saw that God sent him to do a task, and that was a difficult task.
佢只睇到神差派佢去尼尼微。
He only saw that God sent him to Nineveh.
佢只睇到神赦免定唔赦免。
And he only saw God may or may not forgive people there.
佢只只睇到神降祸唔降祸。
He only saw that.God may or may not bring upon them destruction.
佢只睇到尼尼微人好坏，唔值得。
He saw the people in Nineveh were wicked and they were unworthy.
从表面上睇，神差入嚟做事系真嘅。
On the surface, it is true that God sent Jonah to do something.
正如神讲到喺尼尼微城里边，唔能够分辨左右手嘅有12万多嘅人。
Just as God said, Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from the left.
咁包括能够分辨左右手嘅，可能超过500,000人。
Including those who can tell their right hand from their left, there could be more than 500,000 people.
所以仲有好多嘅牲畜，神的确系爱惜佢哋。
There were also many cattle, and God truly loved them.
神的确顾念呢班嘅尼尼微人。
God truly cared for people in Nineveh.
但要注意，如果神只是要找人做事的话，约拿书可以第三章就结束。
But take note, if God only wanted to find someone to perform a task for him, the book of Jonah would have ended in chapter 3.
在三章最后一节，神察看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。
In the last passage of chapter 3, God saw.What they did and how they turned from the evil ways.
一个 happy ending， 约拿书可以喺度结束。
This was a happy ending, and the book of Jonah could have ended here.
约拿书唔需要有第四章。
The book of Jonah doesn't need to have chapter 4.
事实上，神如果只系要将事做完嘅话，神可以差派天使。
In fact, if God only wants to do a task.
神不需要兴起大风大浪大雨。
God didn't need to use the great wind, big waves, and the huge fish.
神更加不需要听约拿喺度发牢骚。
God didn't need to hear Jonah's grumble.
神差一个天使，省咗佢好多麻烦。
God can save himself a lot of trouble by sending an angel.
而且差一个天使更加容易、更加快、更加有力量。
And it would be more powerful, easier, and quicker by sending an angel than a Jonah.
所以约拿搞错了。
Therefore, Jonah misunderstood.
约拿不知道神差他去全是为了约拿自己。
Jonah didn't understand that God called him was for his own good.
当约拿在儿福里面，他讲了一句可能他自己都不明白的说话。
When Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he said something.He himself didn't understand.
在2章9節就說，救恩出於耶和華。
In chapter 2, verse 9, Jonah said, Salvation comes from the Lord.
在禱告裡面，我都試過經歷過，自己會講一些超過自己理性能夠講到的說話。
In my prayers, I also experienced that I said something beyond my understanding.
約拿禱告說，救恩出於耶和華。
In Jonah's prayer, he said, "Salvation comes from the Lord."
当人不认识神、不属于神的时候，好像尼尼微人，他们需要救恩。
When men do not know God or belong to God, like people in Nineveh, they need salvation.
约拿是一个属神的人，他同样需要救恩。
Jonah was a man of God, and he also needed salvation.
我不是说约拿会落地狱。
I'm not saying that Jonah will go to the hell.
只是约拿这个人充满了自己的成见、主观和脾气。
But Jonah had his own bias, prejudice, and temper.
在地上，如果我们要请一个人的话，我们不会请这种人。
In this world, if we are to hire a person, we wouldn't hire this kind of person.
我们甚至乎不敢用这些人。
We may be even afraid of hiring this kind of person.
所以这些人，人不能够用，神也都不能够用。
Therefore, man can't use this kind of person, and God neither.
约拿是一个先知，他的职分就是传承的话。
God was a prophet, his duty was to preach God's word.
而且真先知，他们讲的说话一定成就。
And the words of a true prophet will be fulfilled.
如果我们当中有一些这样的神的仆人的时候，我们一定会很敬重他，很尊敬他。
If there is a God servant among us, we will surely respect him and honor him.
但是人不知道，但是约拿都不知道，自己生命里面竟然有这么多的杂质。
But men don't know either, Jonah didn't know either, but In our lives, we have so much impurities.
例如约拿有爱，但系佢个爱系有限、有条件嘅。
Just as Jonah had love, but his love was limited and
limited.
He loved his own countrymen, but he couldn't love his enemies.
若拿有顺服，但咧佢嘅顺服同样系有限有条件嘅。
Jonah had this, has obedience, but his obedience was limited and conditional.
喺《列王记下》14:25，我哋睇到神差佢去自己嘅国家，若拿顺服。
In 2 Kings 14:25, we can see that when God sent Jonah to go to his own country, he obeyed.
但神差佢去国家嘅敌人约拿就唔顺服。
But when God sent Jonah to the enemies of his country, he disobeyed.
喺平时嘅日子，约拿可能都唔知道自己竟然可以向神发脾气。
On normal days, Jonah might not know that he would lose his temper at God.
约拿唔知道自己生命里边缺乏啲咩嘢，佢可能仲以为自己几好。
Jonah didn't know what was bad in his life, and he might think that he was good.
但是神知道約拿缺乏啲咩嘢，神知道約拿需要啲咩嘢。
But God knew what was lacking in Jonah. God knew what Jonah needed.
为咗爱約拿，神将約拿放喺天平里，显出他的亏欠。
Because of love, God put Jonah on a set of scales to show his weaknesses.
約拿至发现自己原来系缺乏咗对人嘅爱。
Then Jonah realized that he was short of love to others.
而且佢对神缺乏咗顺服，缺乏咗敬畏。
And he was not obeyed to God, and he didn't have reverence to God.
所以从开始约拿就搞错，约拿以为神要佢做事。
Therefore, at the beginning, Jonah misunderstood. He thought God sent him to perform a task.
事实上，神要透过约拿去做事，去陶造约拿呢个人。
But actually, God wanted to build up Jonah through sending him to do a task.
将约拿原本冇嘅生命质素赐俾佢。
To give Jonah the qualities of life which he didn't have.
将约拿从一个充满血气为名嘅先知。
To change Jonah from a disobedient prophet who followed his own desires,
改变成为一个神迹，一个见证。
To become a miracle of God and testimony.
如果约拿早啲睇到神系为咗佢嘅话，约拿就唔需要逃避啦。
If Jonah understood God's purpose earlier, he didn't have to flee.
约拿反而要感谢神，竟然愿意花功夫喺自己嘅身上。
But Jonah needed to give thanks to God that God was willing to put effort onto him.
同样，当神对我哋发出要求嘅时候，我哋眼唔好睇错。
Similarly, when God requires of us, let us set our eyes on a correct place.
我哋睇人、睇事、睇环境。
We look at people, things, and the environment.
我哋睇我哋做唔做到。
We examine ourselves to see if we can do it or not.
我哋睇我哋做得好唔好？
And to see if we can do it well.
我哋要改变我哋眼嘅焦点。
We need to change our focus.
神系要透过去做，要透过我哋去做事，去陶造我哋呢个人啊。
God wants to build us up through assigning some tasks to us.
全部都系为咗我哋。
God does everything for the sake of us.
的确有时候神嘅要求的确系又大又难，我哋发觉我哋做唔到。
And there are times when God's requirements are big and difficult, and we find that we can't do it.
但正如先知以赛亚讲到，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。
But just as the prophet like Isaiah said, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and water of affliction,
饼同埋水，都系我哋生命同埋成长必须嘅。
Both bread and water are the necessities of our life and our growth.
我哋睇到从啲艰难困苦走出嚟嘅基督徒，同一啲冇经过艰难困苦嘅基督徒，佢哋好唔一样嘅。
Therefore, we can see the differences between those Christians who have experienced difficulties and those who have not.
他们的生命不一样，他们讲的说话都不一样。
Their lives are different, and what they say is different.
即使讲的说话一样，他们带给人的属灵的福气却不一样。
Even what they say is the same, but the spiritual blessings that they bring upon others are different.
走在温室里面的树木和在山上经过日晒雨淋的树木很不一样。
Just like the trees in a greenhouse and the trees on the mountain being exposed to all the weather conditions, they are very different.
温室里面的树好看。
Trees in the greenhouse look very good.
但在山上经过日晒雨淋的树可以用来起屋。
But those trees on the mountain can be used for building houses.
所以如果我们因为神对我们要求觉得苦的时候，我们要调整我们眼的焦点。
Therefore, if we find it painful and hard when God requires of us, we need to adjust our, the focus of our eyes.
我们要明白神的用心。
We need to understand God's purpose.
神是透过要求我们做事去陶造我们这个人。
God wants to build us up through assigning tasks for us to perform.
神真正要的是我们这个人。
What God truly wants is us.
我们这个他用重价买来的人。
The one whom he brought with a price.
全部都是为了我们。
It is all for the sake of us.
然后我们陶造成他的儿子耶稣基督的模样，成为一个神迹。
God is to...build us up so that we will have the likeness of His Son Jesus Christ, and we will become a miracle of God.
第三，我哋要用对嘅方法。
Third, we need to use a proper way.
我哋知道神嘅用心系为我哋好，但我哋都讲，我哋都系做唔到啊。
We understand that God's purpose is for our own good, but we will still say that we can't do it.
想逃避不能够逃避，想做又做不到，那不是更加苦吗？
We want to flee, but we cannot escape. We want to handle it, but we fail. Isn't that more painful?
答案同样是救恩出于耶和华。
The answer is the same. Salvation comes from the Lord.
从约拿的故事，我们看到约拿是什么时候开始，他能够有力量去答应到神的要求呢？
In the story of Jonah, since when did Jonah have the power to obey God's commands and go to Nineveh?
是不是约拿怕死他不去不得呢？
Was Jonah afraid of death and he was forced so he must go?
不是，因为约拿这个人不怕死的。
No, because Jonah wasn't afraid of death.
因为之前第一章约拿就叫人将他扔在海里面。
Because in chapter 1, Jonah asked someone to throw him into the sea.
在第四章约拿有两次向神求死。
In chapter 4, Jonah asked God to take away his life twice.
所以约拿这个人不怕死。
Therefore, Jonah was not afraid of death.
那为什么约拿会答应神的要求去尼尼微呢？
Then why did Jonah obey God's command and go to Nineveh?
是不是约拿替尼尼微人找到理由，觉得他们很可怜，他不去不得呢？
Was Jonah finding a reason for people in Nineveh and felt that they were pitiful, so he cannot not go?
又或者约拿想到尼尼微人不是他想象中那么坏，那算了，去吧。
Or was it because Jonah found people in Nineveh were not as bad as he think, as he thought?So, therefore, he went.
Or maybe Jonah might think that
people in Nineveh might not hurt his countrymen.
Today,
when we come across some people and environment, we may try to explain for them.
因为想到我们基督徒有好的见证。
Because we think that we are Christians and we need to have good testimony.
又或者我们想到神对我们的要求。
Or we think of the requirements of God.
例如当我们被人欺，我们会想啊，可能对方很穷啊，那他们或者他们正好有需要呢。
For example, if we are deceived, we may think that the thieves are poor and they are in need.
我哋或者会安慰自己，啊，咁冇所谓啦，因为施比受更为有福。
We may comfort ourselves saying that's fine because it is better to give than to receive。
又或者人对我哋即系态度唔好、冇礼貌嘅时候，我哋会尝试为佢哋解释。
When someone is rude to us and someone has a bad attitude, we may explain for them。
或者啱好佢哋工作有压力，佢哋心情唔好咧。
They are under pressure and are in a
bad
mood.
We say to ourselves,
"It's fine, I'll forgive
them." 呢个方法有佢嘅价值，至少当时自己心里边会舒服啲。
This may work. At least we feel much better at the time.
但系如果对方第二日、第三日都系咁嘅时候
，But if they continue to be rude to us.
我哋会发觉我哋忍耐、爱心、同情有限。
And we will find that our patience, our love and compassion are very limited.
我哋会可能会将我哋过去几日积蓄里边嗰种愤怒连本带利嘅还俾对方。
We may return our displeasure and anger back to these people and more.
又或者我哋匿埋喺度喊。
Or we may cry secretly.
咁若嗱係咩時候能夠有力量答應到神嘅要求去利利微咧？
That seems when did Jonah have the power to obey God's command and go to Nineveh？
係當佢遇見神之後。
It was after he met God。
喺二章七節，若拿話：我嘅禱告進入你的聖殿，達到你的面前。
In chapter 2, verse 7, Jonah said, "My prayer rose to you, to your holy temple."
当约拿遇见神之后，佢唔单止得到呢个属天嘅眼界、真实嘅信心、绝对嘅顺服。
After Jonah met God, not only did he have the spiritual insight, sincere faith, and absolute obedience.
佢能够好似如鹰展翅上腾，能够有力量去遵行神嘅旨意。
He could soar on wings like an eagle. He could have the strength to obey God's will.
就好似我哋屋企里边嘅电器，我哋将电器插到电源嘅时候，电器就能够工作。
Just as the electrical appliances at home, when we plug the appliances into sockets, they can work.
当若拿连于神，连于个力量嘅源头嘅时候，若拿就能够答应到神嘅要求去利利微。
When Jonah was connected with God, the source of power, he could answer God's requirements and go to Nineveh.
因为救恩出于耶和华。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
今日我哋基督徒嘅问题就系我哋缺乏咗祷告。
Today the problems of us Christians, is that we are lack of prayers.
我哋有祷告，但系我哋嘅祷告系报告。
We pray, but our prayer is like a report.
我哋向神报告咗我哋嘅问题，求神帮助。
We report to God our problems and we ask for His help.
跟住我哋就奉主耶稣基督嘅名，阿门。
And then we finish our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and say Amen.
之后我哋立刻就走啊，因为我哋觉得我哋冇时间。
And then we flee from God right away because we feel that we're running out of time.
我哋谂到我哋有好多嘅事情仲要处理。
We think that we still have a lot of things to handle.
所以其实圣殿嘅门，我哋都仲未跨入去。
Therefore, we actually haven't stepped through the door of the holy temple.
更加唔需要讲到我哋达到神嘅面前。
Let alone come before God.
情形就好似我哋嘅电话，我哋冇充够电，我哋赶时间，攞咗个电话就走。
It is like when we are in a rush. We take our phone before it is fully charged.
我哋发觉电话好快冇电，跟住自己关机。
We find that our cell phone runs out of battery quickly and it turns off automatically.
我哋就好似呢个电话，我哋发觉我哋冇力量去遵行神嘅旨意。
We're like this cell phone that we don't have the strength to obey God's commandments.
今日我哋基督徒好多嘅时候，我哋唔系冇立志，而我哋缺乏。进入神的圣殿，达到神的面前。
Very often, Christians today have committed to God, but they seldom go into God's holy temple, or come before God.
我哋靠自己嘅力量去遵行神嘅旨意，所以我觉得好苦。
We rely on our own power to obey God's will, therefore we find it very hard.
我哋睇到約拿都立志啊，喺二章九節佢話：我所許嘅願，我必償還。
Jonah actually made a commitment in chapter 2, verse 9. He said, "What I have vowed, I will make good."
但注意大前提係前兩節二章七節，他達到神的面前。
But the point is in chapter 2, verse 7. My prayer rose to you, rose to your holy temple.
一个电器不连于电源，怎可能工作？
How can an electric appliance work if it is not plugged in?
我们没有达到神的面前，我们怎可能有力量？
How do we have the strength if we do not come before God?
我们觉得我们没有时间好好真正的祷告，我们赶着要做事。
We think that we don't have time to say a good prayer and there are so many things we need to deal with.
結果我哋會攰，會煩躁，會嬲。
We end up feeling tired and frustrated, and we are becoming angry easily.
就好似馬大，因為事多，心裡忙亂，佢就向主抱怨。
Just as Martha, she was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
於是主同馬大講：馬大，馬大，你為許多的事思慮煩惱。但是不可笑的只有一件。
Therefore, the Lord said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed."
马大就系少咗祷告进入神的圣殿，达到神嘅面前。
What Martha lacked was her prayer rose to God's holy temple to God.
很有趣，从那个时候开始，马大继续的侍奉，但是我们再看不到马大叫苦了。
And it is very interesting that from that time on, Martha actually continued her services to God, but we didn't see her complain anymore.
因为马大从神那里得到力量。
Because Martha achieved the power from God.
所以我们需要立志，但是大前提我们先达到神的面前。
Therefore, we need to be committed to God, but what matters is that we first need to come before God.
因为救恩出于耶和华。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
保罗在腓立比斯二章十三节他说，因为立志行善都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Because in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13, Paul said, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose."
我们看到一个次序，先是神在你们心里运行，后只是立志行事。
We can see a sequence here. First, God works in you, then we will and act.
为什么我们立志没有果效？因为我们少了前那部分。
Why our commitments don't have the effect? It is because we don't have the first part.
结果我们一直都靠着自己的力量。
And as a result, we've been relying on our own power.
我们发觉我们不得，我们做不到，于是我们立更大的志。
We find that we are powerless and we can't do it, therefore we make a bigger commitment.
结果都是不得，因为是我前的部分是神在你们心里运行。
But we still fail because we do not have the first part, that is God who works in us.
要注意两个关键字，是神。
We need to pay attention to these words. It is God.
正如诗人说，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Just as the poet said,Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我们的帮助永远是从神而来，因为救恩出于耶和华。
Our help comes from God because salvation comes from the Lord.
圣经告诉我们知道，我们的经验也可以证实，靠自己的努力立志是做不到的。
The Bible tells us this.And also our own experiences prove this, that we will fail if we rely on our own efforts.
很快我们会发觉自己没力量。
And we will soon find that we are powerless.
或者好像保罗的叹息，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我，我真是苦啊。
Just as Paul said, I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
真正的帮助是从神，从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our true help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
所以保罗继续说，感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Therefore, Paul continued to say, "Thanks be to God, I'll be rescued through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
神是我们力量的源头。
The Lord is the source of our power.
所以我们要学习约拿的祷告，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
Therefore, we need to learn from Jonah's prayer. My prayer rose to you, to your holy temple.
一个叫人得力的祷告，需要人进到神的圣殿，达到神的面前。
If a man wants to gain power from his prayer, he needs to go into God's holy temple and come before God.
当约拿达到神的面前，他就有力量去遵行神的旨意。
When Jonah came before God, he had the power to obey God's commandments.
这个是对的方法。
So this is a proper way.
总结今天的信息。
To summarize today's message.
当我们面对神对我们发出的要求，我们会因为觉得做不到，我们会觉得苦。
When we face God's commandments, we may feel painful because we can't do it.
但我们要记得救恩出于耶和华。
But let us remember that salvation comes from the Lord.
神对我们有要求，是因为神要帮助我们。
God asks of us because He wants to help us.
所以第一，我们有这个对的态度。
So first of all, we need to have a proper attitude.
我们不逃避，我们勇敢地面对。
Let us not flee, but face God's commandments bravely.
第二，我们有对的睇见。
Secondly, we need to have a proper insight.
我们要看到神是透过我们做事去陶造我们这个人。
We need to understand that God wants to build us up through assigning us tasks to do.
神的要求全部都是为了我们好。
So God's commandments are for our own good.
神要我们被改变成为一个神迹，一个见证。
God wants us to transform to become a miracle of God and a testimony.
第三，我们要用对的方法。
Third, we need to use a proper way.
力量是从神而来的，所以我们需要有一个真实的祷告。
The strength comes from God, therefore we need to have sincere prayers.
今天的回应诗是其中一首我很喜欢的诗歌。
Today's responding hymn is one of the hymns I like the most.
这首诗歌是基督徒夫妇60年代的时候写的。
This hymn was written by a Christian couple in the 60s.
姊妹写歌词，弟兄写旋律。
So the sister wrote the lyrics and the brother wrote the melody.
弟兄的名字叫Bill。
The brother's name was Bill.
Bill 说神让他回想起从前发生的一次事，一个感动。
Bill said God made him recall something in the past which moved him a lot.
他按着这个感动写了旋律，特别是诗歌副词，这个诗歌副歌的部分。
So he wrote his past event into the melody, especially the chorus of the hymn.
他说很多年前他帮他爸爸在他爸爸的公司后面做一个停车场。
Bill said that many years ago he helped his father build a car park. At the back of his father's company.
他先在地面上铺了无数的大小石头和沙土。
He laid lots of stones and sands first.
然后用一个很重型的机器将它打平。
And then he pressed them with a heavy machinery.
然后再铺上沥青和一些碎石。
And then he laid the asphalt and the gravel afterwards.
但是到了跟着那年的春天，当我再去爸爸公司的时候，他看到在停车场的中央的地方生出了一棵很翠绿的一条草。
He saw that in the middle of the car park there's a new patch of grass.
这条草在个阳光底下之后，他迎着风在那里摆动。
It was waving under the sun.
这条草虽然很纤细，但它满有生命的力量。
Although this patch of grass was small, it was full of life.
这条草就好像我们基督徒的生命。
The cross is like the lives of Christians.
生活上面的重担，人生里面各样的问题，就好像这个停车场里面一层一层的大小的石头、沙土、沥青、碎石。
The burdens of our daily lives and all sorts of problems in our lives, they are like layers and layers of stones, sands, asphalt and gravel in the car park.
他们压在我们上面。
They are on top of us and put pressure on us.
这些重担和问题就好像一部重型的机器重复地压在我们身上。
These burdens and problems are like the heavy machinery that they continue to press on us.
很多人被压在下面，他们一生受苦受压，他们出不到来。
Many of us are underneath and we are under pressure in our entire life. We suffer and we can't escape.
我们虽然不能够讲神的要求就好像一些大小的石头。
We can't say that God's requirements and commandments are like these big and small stones.
但我们里面的挣扎和感受真的好像被压在下面。
But our struggle and feelings make it seem like we are under pressure.
我们会叹息，我真是苦啊。
We sigh that what a wretched man I am.
但在这个停车场的正中央，就这条草能够破土而出。
But in the middle of the car park, this grass grew through the soil.
因为这条草有真生命。
Because the grass had a genuine life.
同样，我们基督徒里面有真生命，是神儿子的生命。
Similarly, we Christians have a genuine life in us. It is the life of God's Son.
靠着这个生命，我们都能够从我的真是苦啊，到成为神迹。过一个德性的生活。
Through this life, we can transform from a wretched man to a miracle of God and to live a victorious life.
因为救恩出于耶和华。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
我们一起唱回应诗歌《因他活着》。
Now let us sing the responding hymn "Because He Lives."
请起来，我们一起唱。
Yes.
就一起同心的祷告。
Now let us pray.
差点我真的同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
主啊，真的唱诗歌的时候，我们心里面真的是活过来。
Lord, when we sang a hymn, we feel that we are alive.
在生活里面很多的事情，很多的重担，我们做不到神的要求，我们里面真是苦。
There are many things in our lives that we cannot do and we feel so painful.
主啊，但我都是想到主你活着。
But Lord, when we think that you are alive.
因为你活着，我们就能有希望。
Because you live, we have the hope.
因为你活着，我们就有力量。
Because you live, we have the power.
因为你活着，我们就有前途。
Because you live, we have the future.
因为我们真是神的儿女。
Because we are the genuine children of God.
在我们每个生活里面，求主你开我们的眼睛。
In our everyday life, may you open our eyes.
主，你对我们一切的要求都是你爱我们。
All of your requirements, because you love us.
为的要去改变我们，要我们能够成为一个神迹。
Because you want to change us so that we will become a miracle of God.
成为一个在地上能够见证你荣耀你的人。
So we'll become a person who can testify for you on earth.
帮助我们，因为我们能够真正有这个看见的时候，我们能够有一个对的态度。
May you help us that through this proper insight, we will have a proper attitude.
我们勇敢去面对神对我们的每一个的要求。
And we can face each requirement of God bravely.
让我们能够靠着主你的力量，我们能够可以得胜，并且得胜有余。
And through the power of the Lord, we can have the strength and we can be victorious.
我们祷告、祈求、感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
A prayer petition and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated.